Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Do you know which bin your disposable coffee cup goes in? Or do you stand there dithering and havering, saying to yourself, does it go in the green bin or is that top compostable or will I just dump the whole lot into the black bin? If you have a garden, do you know which bin takes your grass cuttings? Is it one? Is it none? Is it all of them? Well, you could be using the wrong bin in many instances, people. And here is a shocking stat if you're not getting your bins right. Household waste can be reduced by 40% just by using the right bins. On the line now is Tad Kierakowski, CEO of Irish environmental charity Voice. Good morning, Tad.
Good morning, Philip.
Let's talk about garden waste first off, because there'll be a lot of people doing gardening at this time of year. Can you put pretty much everything from your garden into your brown bin?
Yeah, pretty much. If the weather allows you to get out and cut the grass clippings, kind of hedge clippings, small bits like that are absolutely perfect going to the organic bin or the brown bin. It's kind of, if you're doing the larger kind of tree cutting and stuff like that, then you're going to have to start looking at different ways of dealing with it. But your grass cuttings, hedge cuttings, those kind of things, absolutely perfect going to your organic collection bin.
The green bin, where are we going most wrong with it?
In terms of recyclables, about a third of what's going in there is contaminated. So that's kind of recyclable material that has food on it, or in some cases shouldn't be in that bin at all. So I always say that kind of the key thing with recycling is everything going in there should be clean, so there should be no food residue on it, dry, nothing dripping out of it, and loose, just putting it in loosely. And you should be able to kind of be confident enough to tip out your recycling bin onto your kitchen floor. But a huge amount of what could be recycled is also going into our general waste bins, and that's that stat that you mentioned at the start there about the 40%. Just by using the bins effectively, we can be recycling more, we can be using the compost or the organic waste bins a lot more and reduce the amount that goes into our general waste bins as well.
Okay, because it is the most expensive one, but it is the one upon which most of us are most reliant.
Exactly, yeah. And the amount of waste that we're producing each year is kind of increasing slightly. Like, I can tell you that kind of, I can guess that you put out about 370 kilos worth of waste last year out into your front door, and the majority of that will have gone into your general waste. But a huge amount of that, about 30% or so, could have gone into the organic waste bin.
That's a really good tip that you just gave there, though, about the green bin, that you should be happy to be able to tip the contents out onto your kitchen floor and put them all away. That if it's not going in that clean, well, then it shouldn't be going in there in the first place.
Exactly it. And I suppose one of the things, you know, putting in loose as well is a very key part of that as well. You know, stuffing items into items, you know, stuffing stuff into the cardboard box and stuff.
Yeah.
That's very difficult to kind of pull out apart again. And there are a lot of, when you go to the recycling facilities, there's a lot of people on the line that are literally hand-sorting this stuff. There's a lot of technology doing it, but a lot of hand-sorting as well.
That is really worth saying, actually, and underlining, because I didn't realise it until I visited a recycling centre myself, that there are human beings at the other end of this. Spare a thought for those people when you go ramming loads of cardboard and plastic bottles into a plastic bag and then just dumping that whole lot into the green bin, because it all has to be taken apart by a human being at the other end.
Exactly it. And those, you know, the line is moving quite fast. They're not going to put their hands into anything. They, you know, there could be nappies, there could be perfectly good recyclables in there. They're not going to try that and find out the hard way. So typically it'll be taken off the line, unless it's kind of easily to kind of disseminate it out or pulled out. But yeah, so just using your bins effectively is like a huge tip that we can do to kind of reduce the amount of general waste that we're putting out onto the front steps as well.
Now, there will be some people listening to this who will say, brown bin? I've never had a brown bin. But from here on in, there will be brown bins aplenty.
There is. So I think at the moment it's about 69% of households in Ireland have the brown bin. It's continuing to roll out. And in all, as of kind of this year or this month, commercial kind of premises as well all have to be provided with organic waste bins as well. So the bin system in your house and in your work should be pretty much the exact same thing. And this is about kind of attempting to achieve greater levels of organic waste collection. We're only collecting about a third of the food waste that is created in Ireland at present. And so kind of increasing that is a key issue. And in terms of the commercial waste, again, that is like organic waste comprises a huge amount of the general waste there. By effectively segregating, we are going to reduce the costs for general waste collection as well. And as you mentioned at the very start, you mentioned kind of a contentious issue around compostable cups or kind of reusable or single-use cups. And I think we're voice to a lot of waste characterization studies in businesses and homes across the country. And about only about 24% of them we're seeing are turning up in the brown bin. A huge proportion of them that we do anyway are turning up in the general waste bin or in the recycling bin where they shouldn't be being, where they shouldn't be put.
And there is a new name for this, wish cycling. What is wish cycling?
So wish cycling is simply the act of putting things into a recycling bin and hoping by putting it there, it'll be recycled without necessarily thinking about the process further down the line. And, you know, some of that comes down to the package design. Yes. Like, so packaging should be designed in a more kind of recyclable or better way. Ideally, we should be moving towards packaging free or reducing the amount of waste put onto or amount of packaging put onto the market in the first instance. So that comes back to my earlier point of we're creating more waste per year. Each year, and we need to look at the easiest way to manage that is to reduce that in the first instance.
But there is not a recycling fairy there, folks. When you put your rubbish into the bin with your fingers crossed and hope that you've got it right, just make the effort to learn where it should be going in the first place, is what you're saying.
100%. And it's important to remember these materials have value as well. There's a lot of energy has gone into the creation of them, and they still have possible uses going forward. And in the context of that, Ireland is introducing a new deposit return scheme in 2024.
Yes. How is this going to work now?
So that will be putting value on plastic bottles and aluminium cans. It comes into force in February 2024. So when you buy your can of minerals, there'll be an extra charge on it. I think it's 20 cents for 500 mil. But you'll be able to claim that back when you bring that can back. So it's putting the value, it's identifying the value of that material, and it ensures that that material then is clean and very, very easy to recycle going forward.
We don't look forward to that one being implemented. Thank you very much, Tad Kierkowski, CEO of Voice. It's just coming up to 11 o'clock now. Let's go over to the newsroom and Kate Egan. Good morning, Kate.